Now, the rest of the story. In July of this year, there was a plane crash in an unpopulated region of California. Now, ordinarily, media will swarm to a crash site, but not this time. Air Force officials converged, closed off the area. No one, but no one, was permitted near until every last scrap of the wreckage had been recovered. Now, call the Air Force and ask about it. It's as though the crash never happened. It's as though the demolished aircraft never existed. Because, you see, the plane that went down represents the topmost of the United States military's top secrets. A flying machine so fantastic that our competitors in the arms race scarcely believe what they've heard about it. The aircraft that died out there on a lonely stretch of the Golden Gate State, perhaps one of 20 ever built, was an invisible airplane. A super futuristic something capable of soaring deep into enemy airspace, but utterly undetected. An invisible airplane. The popular term for this incredible advancement in aviation is stealth. Such a tight lid's been kept on the project that its technology, listen to this, is not detailed even to the members of Congress. The stealth aircraft reportedly crashed recently in California was a fighter, designation F-19. But try to confirm that, and the United States Air Force will categorically deny that there is such a designation, despite a suspicious gap between the F-18 Hornet and the F-20 Tiger Shark. And there's also a stealth bomber, essentially the same design, we understand, although only Pentagon elite and a select few geniuses at Lockheed have ever seen it. Among aviation enthusiasts, the curiosity about stealth is overwhelming. First, you see, the design, the silhouette of such an aircraft would have to be radically unconventional. The shape, well, unlike anything heretofore. The airframe, probably made of the most radar-absorbent material known to science. Every detail of the F-19, if that is what it is strictly, ultimately classified. No photographs, no documents, no solitary descriptive phrases officially available on the subject. Now, we do know this. According to the General Accounting Office of the United States Congress, there are some 40,000 secret and top secret items at Lockheed which relate to the stealth program. And recently, security at the plant was tightened ever further. No civilian must encounter the slightest aspect of this sophisticated superplane, or surely the Soviet spies would be next to learn of it. Of course, if those same spies would like to know what our invisible jet fighter looks like, they may inform themselves for the right price. You see, a three-dimensional representation of that super-secret, undetectable aircraft has been made available by the Testor Corporation. It'll cost you. While a Testor spokesman insists that his company has no access to classified information, nonetheless, the stealth fighter they've produced is so realistic that a former director of our CIA, Admiral Stansfield Turner, says he just hopes it'll not divulge to our enemies anything critical. But in any event, the men in the trench coats with turned-up collars, if they want to know what the stealth bomber looks like, have only to visit any neighborhood hobby shop where they can get a plastic model. Now a toy for less than $10. And now you know the rest of the story.